Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of new stuff there every week, every day, actually, new stuff. And that'll help you run your business smarter, help you get it off the ground quicker, and help you get rid of it if that's what you're trying to do. We talk about those things, too, on our all the things that we do. And we find it all at smallbusinessadvocate.com. John Fox is our guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for almost 14 years. You can go back and listen to some of the things he said and read some of the things he's written, and we have that captured on our website as well. John, thanks for hanging out with us. John's a former tax attorney. He's a tax expert. He's a great thinker, a thought leader in the area of tax reform, and he and I agree on many things. We disagree on some things. John, you've been working hard again on trying to promote the concept of true, logical, fair, sensible tax reform. Now, I like the fact that you're focusing on tax reform. How you get to your conclusions and your solutions, I may not agree with, but let's talk about those. What's your suggestion right now?
Well, in fact, I've had the good fortune of being asked by the New York Times to participate in a blog that they have that they run on Sunday. They'll run it on this Mother's Day, where they asked me to write what they said a provocative tax piece. So it appeared in their letters to the editor on Wednesday, and they then invited commentaries. We got tons of commentaries. They sent me about six or seven, and those letters, about five of them, will appear in the Sunday Times with both my original letter, their responses, and my responses. And what I've said in this letter is really two things. One is that we have both a spending problem and a revenue problem, and we're going to eventually, as the economy recovers, and God hopes it will, that we're going to have to collect more taxes as well as address our excess spending. And I went on to say that the approach that the Republicans have made, that all of the Bush tax cuts should be continued indefinitely, which experts say will cost something like $6 trillion over the next 10 years, or Obama's approach, which is, no, but let's save them for the bottom 97% and try to get just the richest 3% to pay our bills. That won't work either. It will cost trillions of dollars. So the first part of it is saying that, look, we're all in this together, and we all have to recognize that we ought to pay our bills. We haven't been paying our bills. It's irresponsible not to pay our bills. So we have to get together and say, we need to cut. We're going to need to cut expenditures, address the long-term problem, but we're also going to have to pay more taxes. So how do we do that? And what I'm saying is, don't raise tax rates. My approach is to eliminate most of those tax breaks that simply don't make social and economic sense. Some $6 trillion last year of individual income wasn't taxed, some $6 trillion, about half of all income, because of all these tax breaks and other things.
What's an example of some tax breaks? One I know that's on your list that I think you are onto something about is the second home, the vacation home, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the home mortgage,
which could include a yacht or a motorhome.
That's right. If that's what you live in, it's a second residence or primary residence. But the two of the three biggest ones are the right to deduct the interest on up to $1 million of home mortgages for a first or a second, both homes. To the right to deduct your property taxes, your local property taxes on those homes on an unlimited number of homes. You can have seven homes. I think the McCain's had seven homes. And those cost about over $100 billion this year, and over about something in the range of $600 billion over the next 5 years. These are huge programs, and what I've written about is that about 30% of the tax savings from that goes to the top 3%. Mm-hmm. That about 2% goes to the bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
There's no evidence, and the Bush Commission on Tax Reform, the Simpson-Bowles, a bipartisan
right.
commission, said these don't make any sense. We have the same home ownership rate as countries that don't have.
So where are you going to find the political courage to gore that?
Well, that's
what
Alan Simpson, a really good Republican, said. We should convert these into simply credits that help the ordinary person buy a basic home. That's the only thing government, if government's going to get involved, have them help the ordinary person buy a basic home. And if you want to buy an expensive home, do it. But the government shouldn't be involved. This is big government through the tax laws. The other one is the unlimited exclusion of health insurance premiums paid at work. And I wrote a piece for the Baltimore Sun and the Chicago Tribune and elsewhere that said that the Goldman Sachs, the top 400 employees at Goldman Sachs last year, got $40,000 of health insurance premiums each, $40,000 paid at work tax-free. saved them each about $40,000.
Well, you're goring some pretty popular oxes here, John.
Well,
with this.
I don't disagree.
I don't disagree with this kind of these suggestions. I never have, but where are you going to find the political courage to do this?
Well, that's Alan Simpson, with whom I disagreed about a lot of things, Bowles, I don't know.
A great American, Alan Simpson.
And Alan Simpson said, I remember when Congress used to care about the nation first and party second.
Yeah.
So what I'm calling for in my dialogue in the New York Times and elsewhere is that at some time that we actually will elect enough leaders that believe in the idea of a United States of America, a truly United States. We have to rally around.
We've got to find those people, and they're not easy to find these days. Quick
no,
break.
They
We're
going
to be right back. I'm going to ask John when we come back about he's pinpointed some things that the rich benefit from. Could we not broaden the base, though? Isn't that some tax reform that we need? I'll ask him about that after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.